Approximately 200 vehicles made their way through Barrie Saturday as part of a rolling protest in support of the so-called Freedom Convoy, which has culminated in Ottawa with a large demonstration today at Parliament Hill. The convoy was sparked by the decision of both Canada and the United States to impose vaccination mandates on truck drivers crossing the border. Pictures and videos of Ottawa show many more cars and pickups than big rigs, and that was the same at the Sadlin Arena parking lot Saturday morning as people gathered before starting their route along Highway 400 North to Bayfield Street and past City Hall. Stefano Agostino helped organize the rally and spoke to Barrie today about the reason behind the gathering. "This location today is all about supporting the truckers who are in Ottawa right now opposing the mandates and the lockdowns of businesses," said Agostino. "Businesses are dying and we need to open up and let people get back to their livelihoods." Agostino said he is making sure the rally today was about unity and coming together, and not about the other elements that have trickled into the Freedom Convoy event in Ottawa. "This is not about the bad. We don't want people being confrontational and divisive," said Agostino. "Whether you're for vaccinations or against, it doesn't matter, we have both types of people here. This is about not shutting down businesses and supporting the truck drivers in Ottawa." Agostino's downtown Barrie pizza business is donating $2 from every pizza sold to the Freedom Convoy GoFundMe page, which has, so far, raised $8,077,680. The page, dedicated to the national protest, was started on January 14 by Tamara Litch, the secretary for the Maverick Party of Canada, formerly Wexit Canada, which sought to separate from Canada. Tyler Carr, owner of Carr Excavating, said he was at the rally today to raise awareness for the Freedom Convoy, saying that everyone there believed in the message. "We're not here for vaccinations or no vaccinations, we're here to get some of our freedoms back," said Carr. When asked his thoughts on the controversy around the GoFundMe campaign and if he'd donated, Carr said he'd rather not comment and keep it focused on today. Barrie, a truck driver for 36 years from Minsing who would not provide his last name, said he would be in Ottawa if he could, but he had to work all week and he chose to be close to home today. "I had lots of work this week and instead of getting there later, I came to this event here this morning," said Barrie. "Me personally, I'm here for people's rights. You should have the right to not be vaccinated if you choose and still earn a living. I'm a supporter of everyone's rights. Marry who you want. Believe in what you want, as long as you're not hurting anybody, so be it. Jobs are being taken away because of someone's choice, that is wrong." Mary Penn approached Barrie today just before the convoy of vehicles left and said she wanted masks gone and freedoms replaced. Penn, who was not wearing a mask, was asked what freedoms she wanted back. "The right to move freely without being asked for a vaccine passport," said Penn. "I shouldn't have to show a passport to buy food at the grocery store or a restaurant. There are currently no mandates in Ontario that require someone to show their proof of vaccination to buy groceries nor to buy curbside takeout food." The rolling protest featured more than 200 vehicles, with around 5 being transport trucks.